for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code?
What is your name?
Zandra.
Could you spell that, please?
It's Z as in zebra. A-N-D-R-A. May I have your zip code, please?
54220.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Karen Jurgensen.
Jurgensen, I do see an order in your name. May I have your mail address?
Pardon me?
I do see an order in your name. May I have your mailing address to verify the account?
204 North 8th Street, Apartment 805, Manitowoc, Wisconsin, 54220.
Okay. On the account, I see where you ordered the air purifier back on November of last year, 2021. This product does help clean the air. Is that what you're calling about?
I am calling about a charge that was tried to be taken off today by Beyond Intent.
Okay.
And that is a fraudulent, payment transaction.
So when you placed the order for the purifier last year, the company has been trying to charge you the monthly membership fee since November 22nd of last year. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-mm.
It was a membership that you joined when you ordered the purifier. That membership fee entitled you to get the purifier at a low cost and to take advantage of other gadgets that you could have purchased during that time. So they finally got the charge to go through today, according to what I see here.
And that is not allowed. I do not want any more charges taken off this card. It was only for the 7-something November 19th. And then you people tried taking a charge out after that, and I reported it as fraudulent because it is not supposed to be.
Yes, ma'am. This is a valid charge according to the company. So what we can do is go ahead and close the account so you won't be charged anymore. Now, this is a monthly subscription to this membership. So you will be charged monthly until we close the account. So I can go ahead and close the account for you.
Close it.
Yes, ma'am.
Close
one moment. Okay, so we have the account closed, so you won't incur any more charges, okay?
The only thing that I authorized was the $7 November 19th, 7 whatever it was.
Yes, ma'am.
And so, any charges that were taken off after that should be returned.
Okay,
there
so
was
in
no
regard-
authorization for a monthly fee.
Yes, ma'am. It was authorized. Apparently, you didn't read or see the terms and conditions, but I'll check with my supervisor to see if there's anything else.
No, it was not authorized. The only thing that was authorized is the purchase of the $7 item.
Yes, ma'am.
There was no authorization given for a monthly fee. No.
Mm-hmm. So you did authorize it, but you may not have seen it. You authorized it, but you may not have seen the terms and conditions.
No, I did not authorize it.
Okay. I can give you the website and you can look at the terms and conditions, but I'll check with my supervisor to see what we can do for you.
I want the account closed.
It is closed.
And anything besides the $7 item that I purchased should be refunded.
Okay. I'll let you know. I can't deviate from the company's policy, but I'll check with my supervisor, okay?
That's fine.
One moment. Okay, so at this point, he's saying the charge is valid, like I mentioned, but he said that he would allow me to give you 35% back off of the $29.99 that was charged today.
I want the full $29.99, and if it's not taken off, it's going to be reported as fraudulent.
Okay, well, it's not fraud. The company, yes, ma'am, the Capital One will be able to see the terms and conditions once they visit the website. But hold on one moment, I'll go back and check with them. Okay, I'm back. He did went ahead. He allowed me to go ahead and refund you the $29.99 this time, but he wanted me to reiterate to you that the terms and conditions of the order are valid, and next time to be careful when you're placing an order.
I'm going to reiterate to you to close the account immediately, and you can tell him that too.
Yes, ma'am. The call is being recorded, so he'll get a chance to hear your comments. But I, like I've said before, the account is already closed. We're just talking about the refund right now. You're going to get an email indicating that the refund will post back to the card in 3 to 5 business days. Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support, and you have a good night, okay?
Like I said, any charge that came after that $7 item is fraudulent, and there should be no charges taken off at all.
Yes, ma'am. The $29.99, that is a valid charge. It has been returned to you as a courtesy, and they wanted me to mention to you to make sure that you read the terms and conditions moving forward if you place an order.
I'm not placing any more orders with you people.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
I want the account closed immediately.
Yes, ma'am. The account is closed.